Afternoon. Questions? Comments?
Coach, so much of Zach Stacy's success has been with yards after contact. What is it about him that's allowed so much success in that area?
Well, you know, he's a strong, powerful runner, and he's got good vision, and he's got that low center of gravity. You know, he's got excellent lower body strength, and you know, it's good to see him. You know, the offensive line did a nice job for him yesterday, and limited number of opportunities, but it's good to see the extra yards.
It took you a while to get to Stacy. Did you just wanted to look at some of the other backs? I mean, over the course of these six games.
No, it just I mean, obviously, we started him last week, so he played a little bit sparingly. But, you know, we started with Daryl, but Daryl had been struggling with the toe. And so we decided that was probably our best option.
I know specifically this would be hard to answer, but can you recall anything close to having a game where you had 41 offensive plays and yet
one? And then 38 points, yeah. No, it's it's just kind of the way the game went. You know, you watch the coach's tape, and we have third and goal, and with 8 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and it scores 17-6 or something like that. The next time the offense goes on the field, it's 38-6. You know, so I don't know if I mentioned yesterday, we actually got word to the offensive players to stay loose on the sideline because it was an extended period of time where they hadn't been in. And I've experienced that before where I've lost a key player in that situation who did not stay warm on the sideline. So we got them, made sure that they were loose because you don't want to put them in a situation where we get any pulls at the end of the game like that.
Tavon was in for only a handful of plays. Is there any reason for that?
No, just the way the game went. I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of plays, didn't have a lot of opportunities on offense. So not concerned about it. He'll be fine.
Is this team kind of starting to take on your personality? I mean, it seems with the running game, they seem more aggressive, more physical. You got Harvey protecting Bradford. You got the D-line.
No, I just think it was we didn't get opportunities, you know, early in the season to do that. You know, we tried different personnel groupings early in the season, got behind and didn't get to do that. And so I think we've kind of we reestablished that over the last couple of weeks, which is good. It's good to see the activity downfield by the offensive line, the movement of the defensive line, opposing defensive lines, finishing plays. It's good to see. And then, of course, you know, defensively, the aggressive nature towards the takeaways and the turnovers has been real good for us. So I hope we can continue it.
According to the press box stats, you know, that we got after the game, J.J. Watt had nothing. He had zeros across the board. Any general?
He had a hurry, I think, early. The first hurry, Sam slipped a little bit, and as did Harvey. But other than that, he didn't have much production there. When that happens, other players are productive. You know, there was other production in their defense. But, you know, our plan was, number one, going in to recognize his ability and his strengths and the fact that he's an outstanding player. And then, you know, try to design an offense plan where we could either get away from him or not run towards him or get him doubled. And, I thought, the guys executed very well. This particular game, yes, was his best game to date as a Ram. Yes, he was very, very good, very productive. Run game, pass game, effort, pressure. He was clearly the best tackle on the field yesterday.
The red zone has been very, very productive. There's like six different guys with red zone touchdown receptions, only three yesterday. I know Sam has said there's been a lot of work with it in the offseason, but you still have to.
I think one of the things that has helped the red zone production has been our ability to run the football. A number of these of the opportunities that we've taken advantage of have been off of play action. And so we established the run, and now you force the defense to be balanced. Now, we've yet, I believe, to score a rushing touchdown this year, but that's coming. But because we're running the football a little bit better, it's creating opportunities. But our first touchdown was good run fake. You know, Corey did a nice job with his patience and escaping to the flat. And so we got people involved and committed to the run. But that's where it's coming.
Is this team gaining confidence?
Yeah, they feel they're better than they were. But they never really lost their confidence. We lost games, but they never lost their confidence. But they feel okay where they are. But they also know that we have a lot of room to improve. There's a lot of stuff we can do better on all three phases. So, I mean, offensively, we didn't make a lot of mistakes, and it carried over from a production standpoint. Defense, we made numerous mistakes against a good team and created some, you know, we allowed them to cut our defense a number of times, and that shouldn't happen. And when that happens against a runner like this, a run game like this, you know, the results are obvious. So we still have a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah, Howard mentioned your red zone offense, but your red zone defense was excellent yesterday. What can you say?
We were able to do some things in the run game, and then create opportunities for them where they needed to throw. And then when you know that people are going to throw down there, just the opposite of what we're doing offensively. When you know they're going to throw, then it gives you a chance. And then with the ends and the production and the rush from the whole defensive line, for that matter, there's not a lot of time to let routes develop. You have to get rid of the football, and that's one of the reasons Alec made a great play, because the ball came out a little quick.
What would you say of Bradford's play the last couple of weeks?
Been great. No mistakes. The touchdown to interception ratio is outstanding. He's managing the game. There's only two quarterbacks, I think, in the NFC that have more touchdown passes than he. And that one's Romo and the other's Breeze. He's got 13, they got 14. So he's coming on. He's enjoys what he's doing. He's managing the thing and practicing well. And his feet are excellent right now, in the pocket. So he's playing well.
At the end of the game, do you say anything to Janaris about trying to take that?
The only thing that was brought up was that it was the end of the game. In normal situations, timing situations, game situations, he stays in. He was just trying to make a play. So,
did he change his mind at the last minute, or was he going that way just to fool
him? He had every intention of taking that ball out. So, he was just looking for a good place to get out of the end zone, I guess. So.
Can we ask you what that is over there?
No.
Construction work?
Yeah, somebody remodeling or something. Yeah. It has something to do with discipline. How's that? You like that?
It has something to do with what?
Discipline. Player discipline. We don't find our players here. We use that sledgehammer. So. It's working, isn't it? Huh? It's working, yeah. It's working. Good? All right, thank you.